We are 1 week and 1 day out from my fight.
That's it. Tim announced that he will be doing a fight night next. Is it Saturday night?
Yeah, Saturday.
Yeah, at the Hip Factory. You're raising money for the Blue Light Foundation, which I think is wonderful. Now, our goal for this week as a family was to find Tim a fight or boxing name.
Now, I never offered that up as an option.
No, you did not.
You just decided to take, you came up with the idea, you sure did run with it.
But you did. You were on board with it because you thought every fighter that's ever made history has had a fight name.
Yeah, you know, you've got like Iron Mike Tyson, Anthony the Man Mundine. Often it's a way to kind of summarize the fighter and it makes them sound intimidating as well.
Yes, instills fear in the opponents. Now, as I said, as a family, we put up a couple of options for our Facebook friends to vote for. The options included Tim Face for Radio Reuben, Tim Reuben Slamwich, Tim the Hurricane Reuben.
That one I liked.
But winning by a landslide of votes. Are you ready to be gifted with your official fight name that you have to take for the rest of your fighting career?
which will probably be short, by the way, but yeah, go on. What is it?
I dub thee, Tim Reuben, Tim Tam Slam. Winning by, like I said, a landslide of votes. It got 152 votes. And Leonie has said, surely Tim Tams could get on board as a sponsor, which I'm all for.
I don't need a sponsor. I don't need Tim Tams to be. I don't want to be walking into the boxing ring coming across like a chocolate biscuit.
You can get dunked.
Yeah, exactly. Sounds terrible.
The people have spoken.
And then eaten alive.
For the past 10 and a half weeks, my buddy here, Tim, you've been training for a fight night that is coming up next week. You're raising money for the Blue Light Foundation, which I think is amazing. But something that I was like, how did you keep this a secret for so long? I know that you've been looking a little slimmer and you haven't been drinking. So last night I decided I would get along to your boxing gym. Just firstly to check that it was a real thing. Turns out the Hit Factory, very real, great facility.
It is a real gym. It has really been happening. You came along to see the training in progress.
Yes.
Something that I wasn't expecting was Sergeant Adam Woods was there from Blue Light Factory. From the Blue Light Foundation and, of course, from the Bendigo Police. And he wanted you to get involved with my training.
That's correct.
Now, the gym's a little bit loud, so you see if you can hear this.
All right, Tim, you're working on defence tonight.
Okay.
Now, you say you get to do as many times as you like, all right? And you've just got to come and cover up and not let any get through. All right? If you can do that for me, then you've got to work on defence, okay?
Okay, so he said, Tim, you're working on defence tonight. Keisha, you're going to be hitting Tim. Basically, I said, I've been waiting.
We got in the ring. We did 2-minute rounds, and I just had to cover up. I was not allowed to throw any punches. Not very fair.
You did throw one or two anyway.
No, I was just holding. I was just pouring you. Just holding my arm out just to keep you at bay.
A little bit of a face palm every now and then.
So, Keisha, you got to throw a bunch of punches at me.
Mm-hmm.
You're now part of the training of this elite established athlete that is me because I am now Matt.
Tim got a sponsor on board this morning and he's claiming he's an elite athlete.
Yeah.
Well, that makes me you're an elite athlete coach and I've got a couple of tips for you.
What do you think?
Firstly, if your opponent is shorter than you, don't laugh at them. Don't hold their head out with your boxing glove and let me swing about with
my
arms.
It was working very effectively.
And you need to look out. You need to improve your defense on a left hook because I clocked you a couple of times.
You actually did.